Ram Ram For Spiritual Aspirants Discourse 3 by Swami Ram Suktas Ji Maharaj Art of Living in This World Man goes to office to work and with great enthusiasm and promptness he does the office work and for that work he receives some wages. The work is for the company whereas the wages are for him. Similarly, by coming into this world, man must do the work for this world, not for himself. The prominent feeling must be, how will all be benefited? How will all become happy? How will all get rest and relaxation? Having such sentiments, we are to do all the work, only for the world. Just like all the things that are in your place of work or office are for use in the office work only, not for personal use. Similarly, all the things in this world are for the world only, not for us. This body, wealth, property, buildings, etc. are all received from the world, and in the end, when leaving, they are to be given back. Therefore, the things that have been received from the world, consider these as belonging to the world only, and then they should be put to use for their service. These things are neither ours nor for us. Therefore, there is nothing at all to be done for ourselves. On doing nothing for oneself, relationship with the world is discontinued and we experience our eternal relationship with Paramatma. This is called yoga. Actions or karma is for the world and yoga or union is for us. Consider this union or yoga as the wages or earnings. On realizing that there is nothing whatsoever to be done for the self and there is nothing whatsoever for me, the relationship with the world is severed or discontinued. This is karma yoga. On this subject, God says, Neha bhikramana shvasti pratavayo na vedyate Svalpa masya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. In this karma yoga or path of selfless action, there is neither loss of effort nor any adverse result. Even a little practice of this discipline or dharma protects one from great danger of birth and death. Gita chapter 2 shloka 40. Just like when one comes to the office, one has to complete his office work. Similarly, when one comes into this world, one has to complete his duty. Our duty has to be done with the spirit of selflessness, having all its major and minor tasks completed and fulfilled. The nature of karma yoga is karmanyovadhikaraste mafaleshu kadachana makaram phalahetubhumate sangosta karmani. Gita chapter 2 shloka 47. You have the right to perform your duties only and not to its fruit. Therefore, do not be the cause of the fruit of action, nor let your attachment be for inaction. On doing work, being free of desire and attachment, the relationship with the world is renounced, and through renunciation, one attains instant peace. Tyaga shanti nirantaram. Lack of peace is only due to affinity or relationship with the perishable world. The more deeply one affiliates with the perishable worldly things, the more the feeling of mindness or apnapan with the world. To that extent, there is more lack of peace. If the relationship is not established with the world, then lack of peace cannot arise at all. In this way, peace is naturally self-evident, whereas lack of peace is false, that is self-created and imposed. Now the question comes, what you are saying is absolutely true, but these points are not remembered at all times. Swamiji says, these points are not to be remembered at all. What is to be remembered is God's name, His form, His divine play. These aforementioned points are to be understood in the absolute sense. just like we are right now in Ayodhya, then we do not need to remember this by constant reciting that I am in Ayodhya, I am in Ayodhya. This is not a subject of remembering. Just like a person is appointed a job in an office and he begins to work there, then he does not have to remember that this office is not mine, because it is not something that was to be remembered at all. It is only about acceptance and non-acceptance. I am in Ayodhya. We have accepted that. This office is mine. We have not accepted that. That is all there is to it. This office is not mine, and all the things in it are not mine. This point is understood and deeply imprinted within from the very beginning. Similarly, all the things of this world are not mine and not for me. Establish this truth within you. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.